Today with Miriam, weekdays from 10 a.m. on RTE Radio 1.
Good morning, Paddy O'Gorman. You've been to a graveyard.
That's right. The summer is the season for cemetery masses, and they're huge now that you meet people going to cemetery masses, finding out they're people who wouldn't normally go to mass, but they go to cemetery masses. And
what's a cemetery mass?
Oh, it's where a mass is held in the graveyard, usually on a Sunday, and people turn up. People come from all around. I was at one in Bandon one time, I remember, and there was emigrants home from abroad to be at the cemetery mass. So it's a big social get together, and it is one of those things. And older people tell me this, they weren't nearly as big in days gone by. Now they're huge occasions, as the Garda Traffic Division will tell you. And it's in the days running up to the mass that people are all there going to graveyards, fixing up the graves, weeding, polishing, whatever. And so I was looking and I see that this coming weekend, this Sunday, there's a cemetery mass on in the Esker Cemetery in Lucan, West County Dublin. So I've been along there this week. It's a beautiful spot on a bend in the River Graffine, very rural feeling, even though you wouldn't even realise you're in the Greater Dublin area. This woman was there painting a garden seat at a graveside, so I spoke with Anita O'Carney.
Well, we come here on a regular basis just to clean up the grave and to say hello to Dad and that. His name is Al O'Carney. This is his wife, Anne Marie.
You're painting a seat here, yeah?
I am. This is a seat we got from my dad's grave here in Esker, because we come here every cemetery Sunday, the end of August. So we like to bring the grandchildren. We get a picnic blanket and a flask and food, and we make a day of it, don't we?
We sit on the bench and listen to the mass, and then we take out the sandwiches and have tea.
We're a big family. There's seven boys and myself. Yeah. We're in the saving process for to get the stone and that.
He's 10 years dead next year. We're a bit late with it. So money and all that. Lack of money.
Is it expensive?
Yeah, yeah, about $4,000 or something to get the one you want. He'd like a black one. That's what he always said.
Right. I have a plaque ordered. I said, well, if we can't get a stone now, we'll at least get a plaque from Lucan Monuments. Yeah. And I designed it myself with a pair of football boots on it and a quill to represent his writing, because Dad was great at writing.
The old-fashioned quill, because he loved old-fashioned things.
Right. And he was big into the football, and he was a scout for Stoke, Preston, Crewe.
Yeah. Years ago, when he was fond of a few drinks, everybody knew that, and he'd be gone, could be gone all day. He might arrive the next morning, stagger in, you know. And he'd just say, like, when he'd leave, he'd say, I'm just going to post a letter. But that took all day. So that's what's on. She has put that on the end of the
gone
little plaque.
Gone to post a letter.
Gone to post a letter.
Yeah. A letter. It's all part of life, isn't it?
When will you have that plaque?
Yeah. Hopefully by Friday. Yeah. It's cemetery ordered Sunday. For Cemetery Sunday.
That's the whole plan.
So is the plaque there?
It is, Miriam. I had a look yesterday evening and the plaque is now there. A lovely stone plaque with the football boots, a quill, and the words, I'm gone to post a letter, which was this man, Al O'Carney's writings. And I was talking to other people in the graveyard. The Morrison brothers were telling me he was a well-known man in football and a scout for Stoke City and so on. And you can see grave goods now are all sorts of strange things are there, that people do put footballs and boots, and, you know, it's not just the religious things, or there's certain football teams are very popular, Man United, Liverpool, Glasgow Celtic, these kind of things. And so, as I say, it's something of a social occasion. People are coming there, there's sandwiches, there's tea. The weather is looking quite good for next Sunday, not due to rain till tea time. And it is quite a family get-together. You meet a lot of people who are there remembering their mothers and fathers, which is something people really like to do. So here's a brother and sister, Tony and Bernadette Mooney. Tony reminded me, I interviewed him a few years back when he was still a market trader, and he's retired from that now. But originally from Ballyvermot in Dublin, and they were laying stones on a grave.
We're trying to put down the stones on my mother and father's grave, black glass stones, to get it all nice now, hopefully, for the mass. We haven't missed a mass since my father went in, so... Mm-hmm.
So it'll look good for the mass on...
It'll look good for the mass on Sunday, please God, yeah. My father was only 65, and my mother lived to 99. Mum died only 2017, but look, she outlived them by 40 years nearly.
Yes.
Yeah, we never taught that. She never taught it.
Still had her for another 40 years after...
This is your brother.
This is my brother Tony, of nine of us. So we're trying to get a looking the best we can for them. It makes me happy to try and do this, because she gave us everything she could give us. Both of them are very good. My father was a very good worker with CIA.
He used to say,
he's only washing me back. That's what he'd say to me.
And why would he say that?
Because
he was a big man.
He was a big man. And every evening, years ago, he didn't have a shower. He'd come in from work and he'd wash at the sink, right, and he'd get the flannel, as we called it, and he'd say, he'd call me and he'd have it all soaped up, and he'd say, "Benio, will you wash me back?" And then you'd have to make sure you rinse the soap off and all that, right, you know. But that's the way it was. My mother used to say, neither a borrower nor a lender be. Right. But she'd lend everything out, but she'd never borrow one. Never borrowed that.
Very proud woman.
You know, we never went without, did we, Tony? Never.
And there's that intense pride, you find that over and over again with people remembering their parents. And one of the reasons I love going to graveyards is just the history. I'll bring you some more of the voices. Now, the first voice here, Noel, he's now aged 83, and he had been, like so many of the people, he'd been an agricultural labourer when he was young. A lot of farmland is there. And he points out to me in the old Protestant bit of the graveyard, you see the names of the people who were tended to be the big farmers of the area. But Noel was there tending a grave.
This is my mother's and father's and two brothers.
Your eldest
brother, James, he died in 1938. Would have been the oldest brother of the family. There were 13 of us.
Just five.
25-year-old. And he was born down the bottom of the hill where I was.
In Lucan?
Yeah, just at the end of the hill there. My father worked on down in Shackleton's flour mills down the lower road there. Helper on the lorry down there, yeah. We hadn't much money, but my mother was a great woman. She was very... Right. We weren't hungry. A couple of cakes baked there every day to keep us fed. And a bit of parties, and that was about his basic kind of stuff. You know, I like to come and remember, you know, just to, not to forget them.
I've just been weeding.
Who are you remembering, please?
My husband, who's 21 years dead.
And how does it make you feel to tend his grave now?
Well, it's very satisfying, and you feel that, because I know if I was there, he would do the same thing. And I talk to him. I talk to him every day. When I go to the grave, I give out to him, just as if he was alive, and he answers back in a certain way. When I have a problem, I tell him about it, and usually find a way around things.
My wife died 11 years ago. I visit my wife's grave every day to say a prayer. It makes me feel better. I often come in here slightly depressed, and I leave feeling a lot better. Sometimes when you don't even talk to anybody else, you can talk in the grave.
Oh. Yeah, I'm asking people like this, to be the sadness of widowhood, but I mean, a grave doesn't answer back, I think, but people say, yes, you do get some comfort. Everybody, I suppose, has to find their own
he
way with these things.
Every day to his wife's grave.
Yes, that's where he lives, just over the wall, actually, yeah. Just in the, that gentleman, he's from Monaghan originally, missed his name there, but just to finish, some notable graves in Esker that people point out. Paddy Crosby, I saw, "School Around the Corner" is written on the gravestone, and he died back in 1982. And also down in the older part, the Morris Walsh, author of The Quiet Man, which became the short story which is the basis of the John Huston film. He was a Kerry man, so I don't know how he ended up being living in Dublin, or at least in a graveyard in County Dublin, but he died in 1964.
Okay, Paddy, as ever, so interesting. Thanks so much this morning, Paddy. And after the break, we'll be hearing more great music from Glen Campbell.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.